From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Donald Trump names a new national security advisor. Before returning to Washington from Florida Monday, President Donald Trump named a new national security advisor, Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, and an associate Army Lieutenant General James Kellogg as National Security Council Chief of Staff. McMaster, a military strategist, joined the president in making a brief statement.
I'd just like to say what a privilege it is to be able to continue serving our nation. I'm grateful to you for that opportunity, and I look forward to joining the national security team and doing everything I can to advance and protect the interests of the American people.
This is a great team. We're very, very honored. Our country is lucky to have two people like this, and frankly, after having met so many of the people in the military, we're lucky to have all of them. So thank you all very much. I'll see you back in Washington. We're leaving now.
McMaster replaces Michael Flynn, the retired Army general who resigned after it was revealed he was not forthcoming about a conversation he'd had with Russia's ambassador. South Sudan on Monday declared famine in parts of the country, even as the UN warned nearly 1.4 million children suffer from severe malnutrition in Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen. Isaiah Chol-Uruai, the South Sudan's National Bureau of Statistics director, blamed the country's civil war.
The long-term effects of the conflict, coupled with high food prices, economic crisis, low agricultural production, and depleted livelihood options, are all contributing to the deterioration of the food security situation, resulting in 4.9 million people severely food insecure.
This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence sought Monday to reassure the European Union of continued U.S. support and cooperation in trade and security. Pence in Brussels said the two continents share a common heritage and values and seek peace and prosperity through freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. But he repeated the U.S. position that Europe must boost its defense spending.
The truth is that many others, including some of our largest allies, still lack a clear and credible path to meet this minimum goal. So let me say again what I said this last weekend in Munich. The President of the United States and the American people expect our allies to keep their word and to do more in our common defense.
NATO leaders have agreed to start spending at least 2% of their gross domestic product on defense by 2024. A military court in Israel on Tuesday sentenced an Israeli soldier to 18 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker last year in the West Bank. Prosecutors had asked for a harsher sentence of between 3 and 5 years for Ilor Azaria after he was convicted last month of manslaughter. The shooting came to light when a video showed Azaria shooting 21-year-old Abdel Fattah al-Sharif after he was on the ground and injured following the stabbing of an Israeli soldier. Sigal Cohen, who was protesting outside the courthouse, suggested that TV may have been the problem.
This court should have not even been televised. You know, he was sent to the army to do something. He did his job. If you want to condemn him or to give him a slap on the wrist or something, do it in the army court, not on the television. Not like that. It's not fair.
Azaria's defense argued that he believed the assailant, though subdued, may have had a suicide explosive belt and posed a danger. As he celebrated his 93rd birthday on Tuesday, Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe brushed aside persistent allegations of corruption against senior officials, saying rumor mongers were merely targeting big fish in his administration. In comments to be aired on state media on Tuesday, the world's oldest leader said he would act if shown evidence, even though graft scandals involving ministers and even members of his own family are regular fare in local newspapers. He talked about how long he might last now that he's 3 years past the age of 90.
If I feel that I can't do it anymore, I'll say so to my party so that they relieve me.
Transparency International said in October Zimbabwe ranked poorly on corruption and was losing at least $1 billion annually to graft. A suicide gun and bomb attack on a courthouse in northwestern Pakistan Tuesday killed at least 7 people and wounded 30 others. Police and witnesses said 3 gunmen wearing suicide vests stormed the courthouse in the town of Charsada. This is Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.